Hush it, gentle one. So we're up to the next section of chapter 3. Yes or no answers. Questions are easy to answer if just yes or no will suffice. You merely drop the question particle and repeat the same verb ending after the use of la. This is a polite particle, as will be seen shortly. You can also repeat the sentence if you wish. Will you eat some food? Kala sagi yinpe. Food eat, will you? The answer, yes, I will eat food. Layin, kala sagi yin. Did you go to the market? Trum la chinpa yinpe. Market to when did you? No, I didn't go. Lama nagachin me. No, I went not. The shortened versions of the questions asked above. Will you eat some food? Kala sage? Did you go to the market? Trom la chimpe. For a command, one simply drops the infinitive form of the verb and adds one of a variety of meanings. Each is used for a different honorific effect. The one we use most commonly is neither too low nor too high, in respect. Ronang. Please give it to me. Teronang. Give, please. Please send the letter. Yage Tangronang. Letter send, please. Please drink the tea. Cha Thungronang. Tea, drink, please. You can also drop the roll particle and lim nang attached to the verb for a slightly less polite or informal effect. For a strong command, just say the verb ru without a tense ending. Give it, te, look, ta, stop, kak, don't do that, mache, wait, gu, come here, sho, go away, gu, barter, je. If someone is trying to sell you something and you appear disinterested, they may say to you, Je, Je. This means that you should name a price or make an offer. Syllable combining. As mentioned earlier, Tibetan words are created by combining syllables. If each syllable has an independent meaning, then the combination of these creates a new concept. A place of residence, desa, is made by combining de meaning sit and sa meaning place. The word for place of meditation, gomgyap sa, is similar. Meditate, gomgyap, plus place, sa. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.